This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Election Commission urges political parties and candidates to implement the code of conduct. Four people killed in a tractor accident in Taplejung and Russia admits Kherson tanks underselling. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has given 7 points of guidelines to the political parties and candidates to implement the Election Code of Conduct. The Commission has also warned of punishment in case of violation of the Code of Conduct. Assistant spokesperson of the Commission, Rishi Rambusal, said that some political figures are using government resources and vehicles for election campaigning. He urged the political parties and candidates to follow the Election Code of Conduct. Four persons died in a tractor accident near Maiwa Khola Rural Municipality 4, Yampiwari Bullet in Taplejung last night. Maiwa Khola Rural Municipality Chairperson Bijay Prakash Banim informed that the deceased have been identified as tractor driver Pasang Serpa and Furuba Serpa of Maiwa Khola Ward No. 5, Kamsang and Sarmila Serpa and Laki Serpa of the same family from Maiwa Khola 4. According to him, all of them died on the spot. The tractor had fallen around 200 meters off the road. Chair Bonim said the tractor bound for Kamsang from the power substation of Telabung met with an accident. The government is providing deworming medicine and vitamin A to children across the country today and tomorrow. According to Ministry of Health and Population, there is a program to give vitamin A capsules to children from 6 years to 59 months and deworming medicine to children from 1 to 5 years. The ministry has requested that the children be given vitamin A and deworming medicine through health volunteers. The Kathmandu District Court has extended the remand of the rape-accused suspended captain of the Nepali national cricket team Sandeep Lamithani by 4 more days today. The court extended the remand of Lamithani by 4 more days after police urged the court to extend it by 7 more days, saying the investigation into the case is underway. Police arrested Lamithani from Tribhuvan International Airport on October 6 on the charge of raping a 17-year-old girl and have been carrying out an investigation, keeping him in custody. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The commander of Russian forces in Ukraine says the situation in the southern city of Kherson is difficult and residents are to be evacuated. General Sergei Surovikin said Ukrainian troops using HIMARS rockets were hitting the city's infrastructure and housing. He spoke on Russian state TV. He said the Russian army will above all ensure the safe evacuation of the population of Kherson. His air admission of big problems was echoed by a top local official. Russian instilled regional official Kirill Stremovos warned Kherson residents that in the very near future, Ukrainian troops would launch an assault on the city. This was confirmed by the region's governor Vladimir Soldo, who was also appointed by Russia in a video message. Kherson was the first big city to fall to the Russians back in February. A man whose job it is to help preserve Japan's cultural heritage has accidentally smashed his car into the country's oldest toilet at a centuries-old Buddhist temple. The communal loo at Tofukuji in Kyoto dates back to the 15th century and is designated an important cultural asset. Its ancient door was ruined after the employee hit the gas without realizing the car was in reverse, police said. No one was injured and the actual latrines inside remained intact. The unnamed man who works at the Kyoto Heritage Preservation called the police soon after the crash, telling them he had crashed into the temple. A photo in the newspaper showed what appeared to be the car after it drove it into the toilet's 700-year-old wooden door and pillars. Another official said that although damage is repairable, restoring the outhouse to its original state would require lots of work. An Indian news website has removed four investigative reports it published in Meta after a controversy. The reports published by The Wire said a member of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, had privileges on Instagram to have posts removed. On Tuesday, The Wire said it would hold an internal review of all its material. A statement on the news site said that four articles on Meta would be withheld from public view until the findings of the review determine the future course of action. The Wire's reports cited internal emails and documents reportedly from Meta that proved that BJP member had special privileges. The tech giant, however, said the reports were based on false information. Guy Rosen, Meta's chief information security officer, said that an internal email published in the Wire report was fake. Now the sports news. Nepal Army's departmental team has continued to retain the top in the medal list in the 9th National Games underway in the Gandaki province. As of this morning, Nepal Army has won 83 gold, 54 silver and 37 bronze, totaling 174 medals to remain atop in the list. Nepal Police Club is following the army, securing altogether 99 medals, including 34 gold, 33 silver and 48 bronze. Likewise, Armed Police Force has so far secured 29 gold, 33 silver and 48 bronze medals in the national games. Bagmati has so far secured 15 gold, 26 silver and 30 bronze medals. Gandaki province, the host of the national tournaments, has won 12 gold, 14 silver and 30 bronze medals. The 9th National Games, officially kicked off on October 14, is concluding on October 20. Altogether, 36 sports events were conducted in the national competition. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible in a few places in the hilly regions of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission urges political parties and candidates to implement the code of conduct. Four people killed in a tractor accident in Taplejung and Russia admits Kherson 10's under sailing. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.